One of the qualities that we really lack these days and that we need to work on attaining is the quality of contentment. Very often we are deceived into thinking that contentment will come through attaining all that we desire. Yet the reality is that contentment will only come through realizing what we already have and being thankful for that. The Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Laysa al-ghina an kathratil arad, walakin al-ghina ghina an-nafs." Wealth is not in having lots of possessions, abundance of possessions, but true wealth is the contentment of the heart. Contentment of the heart, and that is what eludes the entire world. There is a narration in which the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Abu Dharr, "Ya Abu Dharr, atara kathratal mali wal ghina? Do you think of lots of wealth to be contentment, to be ghina?" And Abu Dharr said, "Yes, O Nabi Allah." And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Fatara qillatal mal wal faqr." Then perhaps you're thinking that the person has less wealth, he's in poverty. And Abu Dharr said, "Yes, O Nabi Allah." And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّمَا الْغِنَى غِنَى الْقَلْبِ وَالْفَقْرُ فَقْرُ الْقَلْبِ. That wealth is the contentment of the heart and poverty is want. So you may have a million rand, you may have a billion rand, but if you still have want, you're in a state of poverty. But if you have just one rand, but you're contented with what you have, then you are in a state of wealth. Then you are really wealthy. The hadith says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَرُزِقَ كَفَافًا وَقَنَّعَهُ اللَّهُ بِمَا آتَى. Indeed, successful is the one who believed and who's been granted sufficient sustenance, and Allah has granted that person contentment of heart. That person is not always looking at this one and looking at that one. Rather, the person is happy at what Allah has granted that person. Always remember, look at those less fortunate than yourself, and that is what will lead to you being happy with your lot in life. But if you look at those who have more than yourself, then the chances are that you may undermine what Allah has granted you. You may undermine what Allah has granted you, and that is really detrimental. May Allah give us the understanding.